for today that comes to us from Psalm 121, where it says, I lift up my eyes to the hills. From where does my help come? My help comes from the Lord who made heaven and earth. Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Life is not easy. Anyone who tells you that it is should likely be viewed with suspicion. Ever since paradise was destroyed by sin, indeed life has been far from that paradise. The world has been filled with struggles. Well, some of those struggles we bring on ourselves by our own sinful deeds. Other struggles, though, seem to just roll over us without any warning at all. But whatever the cause of the struggle, we know that life is far from what it was in Eden. You know, the question that we live with in this world is not whether we will need help at some point. The only question that truly remains is this: do we know where to find help when the struggle comes? As the psalmist reminds us today, God's people lift up their eyes when the struggle comes. In fact, in our text, it says God's people lift up their eyes to the hill. You see, this psalm, written in the Old Testament period of the Bible, was one of the psalms that God's people would sing as they walked up the hill towards the temple. So they said, we lift up our eyes to the hills, to that place in Jerusalem where the temple rested and where God had promised to be. We New Testament people lift up our eyes also when we need help. We lift up our eyes to that place outside of Jerusalem where the cross of Jesus was erected. Yes, God's people, Old Testament and New, always lift up our eyes to the place where God has promised to be. For as the psalmist tells us, our help only comes from Him. For He never sleeps and is always watching out for our good. He guards us from evil and keeps our lives. He watches over every last part of our life. We, God's people, look up. For that is where our help comes from. And what a great comfort it is to know where to look. For you see, when things in this world are not what we want, we know where to go. When the struggle comes, we lift up our eyes to the cross, and there are assured of God's great love for us. For as Paul says in one of his letters, if God has given us His only begotten Son for us and our salvation, surely He'll take care of all of our other needs as well. Yes, especially in those times when it's hard for us to see God's hand down on the ground, so to speak, we are called to look up. We are called to look up at the cross and be assured of God's care. For as we gaze at the cross, we are reminded that the words first spoken at our baptism are indeed true. God is watching over our going out and our coming in, from this time forth, and even forevermore. Those people who do not know God or His Son Jesus simply don't know where to place their eyes when the trouble comes. When true struggles come, struggles that refuse to be ignored, their eyes often dart around in almost every direction. They search for whatever help they can, but in the end, they end up looking at all the wrong places, for they simply do not know where to look. Some do look up, but they look up to false religious ideas. They decide if they only can be good for a certain amount of time, perhaps the struggle will go away. Others look at things like meditation to try to relieve the stress that they feel. Some even turn to other religions altogether, looking up to Islam or Buddhism or whatever religion their favorite TV celebrity is giving a try. As many people in our world look up, but they look up to the wrong thing. Other people in our world look down. They look down to whatever they can get their hands on. Many people, when the struggle comes, turn to the bottle. They drink and drink until they forget their troubles, all the while usually creating more trouble, which will be waiting for them when they wake up the next morning. Other people turn to drugs to try to escape that reality that they despise. They hope that if they get high, perhaps everything will just change. However, they usually sober up to find that that reality which they do not like has only got worse by their ignoring it. Others seek to find relief in other people, often indulging in anything that will bring them immediate pleasure right then. They hope that such pleasure will outweigh the pain that they feel. The pleasure cannot last forever, and the pain, oh, how it continues. Other people look inward. They decide they are strong enough to make it through the struggle and decide just to tell themselves to toughen up. Others decide they're smart enough to outwit whatever is causing the struggle. Still others rely on some false idea of their own goodness to save the day. Yet none of these approaches work either. No, people who do not know good look up. They look down, they look inward. But all they end up with is tired eyes. All of that looking ultimately gets them nowhere, for they do not know where to truly find help. Truth be told, you and I do not always look right up to Jesus either when trouble hits. No, sometimes, especially when the struggle comes all of a sudden, or when it seems like it's just too much, you and I can be found looking in the same useless places the world looks. But there is a difference between us, God's people, and those who do not know God. For ultimately, we, God's people, do know where to look. While our flesh may try to direct our eyes elsewhere, a psalm like the one we read today can cause us indeed to come back to our senses and to focus our sight on Jesus. A word from a Christian friend or a pastor reminding us where to look and lift up our eyes. You see, those who are outside the reach of God's word are stuck looking in all the wrong places. They need desperately someone to tell them where to look. They need someone to tell them to look up. And that is why God has sent his word out to the entire world through his church. No, God is not in the business of playing hide and seek with the lost of the world. He does not hide somewhere and hope that the world stumbles upon him. The history of the Bible is the story of God pursuing the lost. See, God pursued the lost ultimately by sending his Son down from heaven to earth. He pursued them by dying and rising for them in the flesh, right there in their own sight. And then even when the time came for Jesus 40 days later to return to his Father, the pursuit did not end. No, Jesus empowered his church with the gift of the Holy Spirit, with the message of the gospel, with the means of the sacrament, in order that they might go out and focus people's eyes on Jesus, that they might go out and tell the rest of the world where to look if they desire help and salvation. Yes, God does this work of refocusing eyes, this work we often call mission work, through his church. Sometimes he does it through the entire church on earth working together. Other times he does it when the individual member of the body of Christ reaches out across the fence. But he also does this work through groups and coalitions of his people. Today we stop to recognize the work that God has been doing for some time through one such group called the LWML. Essentially, if you don't know what the LWML is, in its constitution, it is a group of people, a group of women rather, who gather together to collectively look up for their help. And then, strengthened by that gaze, gather together their talents, their time, and their treasures in order to make sure that other people know where to look as well. They do that work locally. They do it throughout the Kansas District. They do it even throughout the entire world. The work that the LWML does is truly the work of the whole church. It's what I'm called to do as a pastor. It's what you're called to do as a Christian layperson. Indeed, today we stop not only to ponder what the LWML does in our midst and throughout the world, but rather we stop to show them our support and also to announce our intention to work alongside of them in this, the work of the whole church on earth. For trouble comes to everyone. The question is whether one knows where to look when it comes. We look up. We look up to the cross. We look up to our Lord Jesus. And we are blessed then to direct everyone else's eyes we can to the same place that we have gazed upon. May God indeed forgive us for the times that we have left the world's eyes darting all around to all sorts of places they will never find help. May God forgive us for the times that we have been silent or have not acted. And may He today, through His word and through His supper, forgive all of those sins and strengthen us that we might be ready to tell others where to look. May we, alongside of the LWML, be strengthened today in order that we might leave this place having been fed by God and strengthened to say to the world, look up to the hills, look up to the cross, look up to Jesus, for from Him comes our health